Editor's note. Ms. Kilburn writes in response to Mr. Don Renick's letter entitled, Health Coalition Fighting Against More Privatized Long-Term Care Beds is Ill-Advised. Mr. Renick thinks that LTC care is better provided by private organizations than by public services. Because when the data show that health service delivery is consistently worse in private LTCs than in public ones. When the bulk of the new beds Ford & Co. are proposing are private, rather than public. Taking our tax money to fund someone else's business. When patients and family members have just as much input and impact on service delivery in private settings as the owners decide to allow them, which means no recourse to any public organ such as your MPP or other public advocates. When the entire purpose, the sole purpose, and the entire function of private LTCs is profit. These are fee-for-service organizations. Get it? They're in it for the money. As much as they can get. I'm not aware of the membership of the Health Coalition, but really, that's immaterial. Are the facts they've put forward accurate or not? That's the bottom line. Mr. Renick's family's experience is lamentable, to say the least. But at least they had a voice and a place to express their concerns. Professional organizations, public servants, elected officials, and so on. He, and others, may not feel that that was much, but it was one heck of a lot more than is available to those involved with the private firms. Businesses. And I wonder if Mr. Renick and others of his thinking have thought of the fact that LTC ought to be a core health service. And that making it anything else is just another way of whittling away at our public healthcare system. It may be flawed, but heaven knows it's better than the cannibalization of citizens that we see to our south. I would ask Mr. Renick, and others, to think more deeply about this issue, and think long-term. What do we want our healthcare system to look like in 10 years, 20? My dad was in a public long-term care home in Ottawa when it became impossible for him to live at home. It was absolutely outstanding. Excellent care and support. And they involved him in activities that he took pride in, fundamental as they were, as they suited his capabilities. They always treated him with respect. When he had to move to a private setting, because he would not abide by their provincially mandated smoking regulations, which endangered other patients, he was dead within 2 months. The home was everything bad you've heard about warehouses for old people. Dingy, drab, smelly, inattentive, uncaring, unprofessional. I get that our family's experience was different from that of Mr. Renick's family. That's why it's so critical to look beyond individual situations and long-term. I'm getting to the point where I have to consider going into care sometime in the relatively near future. I will never go into a private, fee-for-service, location. I am not a product, it is not my responsibility to increase someone's bottom line, I am a citizen, and I have a fundamental right to public health care. Kathleen Kilburn Redbridge.